brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
The Daily Dust includes this month is the 40th anniversary of Live Aid, y'all. I cannot believe it's been 40 years. It was that monumental benefit concert held on July 13th, 1985. It was all to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia. Two simultaneous concerts, one at Wembley Stadium in London, the other at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. And the lineup of musicians would broadcast to a massive global audience, raising significant funds for the crisis. Absolutely amazing. By the way, on July the 13th, Queen's YouTube channel will air the Queen performance. It was about a 20-minute performance, so you can see that on their YouTube channel. Blake Lively stars in a new commercial for Betty Boo's, and it's giving Gossip Girl.
I have tea.
Good tea?
Oh, the best tea.
Stop. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. It goes on. I'm telling you, it's total Gossip Girl. Ryan Seacrest posted some pictures and the internet thinks he looks too skinny. A source says he's fine, but he just started a new workout routine, which led to a visible change in his appearance. Y'all, he is 50. And Jennifer Aniston will star in a TV series based on I'm Glad My Mom Died, the autobiography of iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy. Travis Kelce joked about the intense media attention that comes with dating Taylor Swift, saying he didn't expect photographers to be hiding in the trees while he played golf.
It's just the paparazzi. That's probably the only thing I didn't really grasp until you're in it. And that's probably the craziest part, though. Like, I'm just playing golf and all of a sudden in the trees there's a guy with a camera and he's like I gotta go to the restroom now.
He can't just go on the golf course, which is kind of a lot of men do that. So anyway, he said he didn't want his business to end up on Page Six. You know what I'm talking about. Matty Healy may have just shaded Taylor Swift at Glastonbury. The 1975's frontman took a not-so-subtle jab at the tortured poets department.
I'm probably the best songwriter of my generation. Best, what do we say, a poet, ladies and gentlemen, is what I am. Generational wordsmith. And I just wanted to remind you.
Yeah, okay, sure. Remember, he and Taylor had a short, chaotic fling in 2023 before she moved on to Uncle Travi. A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but deliberations will continue today. The 12 jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charge. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Keith Urban ended a recent radio interview after being asked his thoughts on Nicole Kidman's scenes in films like A Family Affair with Zac Efron. And the radio interviewers were kind of rude about the way they did it, and he just clicked off.
Oh, why has that happened? What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I think his team hung up on us because they didn't want us to ask that question.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Were we told not to ask that?
No.
No? Well, you know better than to ask stuff like that. I'm just saying. I talk to celebs and, yeah, there are certain things I'm not going to ask. And I don't think it was what he asked. It was the way the guy asked it. Anyway, a Kardashian alert. Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner were reportedly not invited to Jeff Bezos's wedding. They were there, though, because Kris Jenner pulled some strings so she could bring them. Why does that not surprise me? It's so Kris Jenner. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Good morning.